You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, General Hospital fans. It's Belinda from Soap Dirt. And at long last, ABC Daytime has released official May sweeps spoilers. Of course, they're about a week late because sweeps kicked off a week ago on April 25th. But that's okay because we are just hitting our stride. We're just hitting high gear. And all the spoilers they released are for down the road, deeper into May sweeps, which last all the way to like, I don't know, I think around May 22nd. We'll see how it goes. If you haven't, please reach down, click subscribe. Otherwise, let's dig in. We have got May sweep spoilers for Carly and Jason and Ava and a wedding and death and parental concern. And did I mention a death? Big stuff coming. All right. The first thing to talk about is Willow Tate. So her life is about to take a different sort of turn. She's going to start in a new direction in her life, according to sweeps spoilers. She is taking this spokesperson gig that Drew Kane helped arrange for her, which I think is a great idea. She's looking at taking a step back to nursing, to spending more time with her and Michael's kids. That's great. She's actually opening up her heart a little bit to Nina, which is very interesting and maybe made a little easier since Michael and Sonny aren't in a good place right now, but Nina is no longer married to him. So all of that is big stuff for Willow. She's not my favorite character. I think she's kind of boring. She's a little too nice to be a soap opera character, but okay, we'll see what happens with her big changes. All right, another big spoiler. Carly Spencer and Jason Morgan are really, really worried about Sonny Corinthos and his unhinged behavior. And they theorize that the bad behavior they're seeing is down to Ava Jerome's influence. And of course, it's not. It's Valentine tampering with those pills. But Sonny keeps reassuring everybody that he is taking his pills. And unless they have evidence to the contrary, they, you know, they don't think he would lie to them, I guess. But they think it's all down to Ava. And Ava is actually negligent in the regard that she knows about the pills being tampered and hasn't helped him out, but she also is truly watching out for him. But this has all got to blow up in Ava's face eventually, right? It has to. All right. Other sweep spoilers. It's Sam McCall versus Jason over their son, Danny Morgan. That's going to heat up more. This kid isn't going to stop showing up to see Jason. He wants to be around his dad, and Sam really can't stop him. They live in a high rise and the kid is climbing down the fire escape. It seems like a modern building. Do they still build buildings with outside fire escapes? I don't know. But I think that she's going to be hard pressed to stop him and keep him away from Jason. Jason understands that in his past as a mob enforcer, it probably wasn't so great, but he's out of the mob business now. So, and he is trying to be on the straight and narrow in large part because the FBI has their eyes on him because he's their undercover operative. But still, I don't think Jason sees himself as much of a danger to his sons as he was before. And bottom line, if Danny shows up, Jason isn't going to reject him and Sam isn't going to like this. I think she wants Jason to put up barriers and he's just not going to do it. And I can't really blame him, but you can't blame Sam either. I see both sides of this. Also in sweeps, we've got Brooklyn Quartermain and Detective Chase celebrating their wedding. Things kick off with the Cirillo entourage invading Port Charles beginning on Monday, May 13th. And the wedding is going to be very exciting. I think it's going to be very sweet. I think we're going to have a lot of fun stuff with Tracy and with Gregory, and I'm excited for the ancillary Cirillos to show up. I hope they're going to be just as juicy Brooklyn as Lois is. But someone in Port Charles reportedly dies the wedding week or right after the wedding ends. And just because of the timing, I'm very worried that it might be Gregory Chase. Like, it would be so kind of poetic if he made it through the wedding, even got to officiate, and then he died. He did have that very scary incident where he couldn't breathe and he was paralyzed, and You know, I don't know a lot about ALS. I know a little, and I've looked up some more that it's generally kind of carries out and is degenerative. But yeah, he could absolutely die at any time. So that has me really worried because they've associated that death with the wedding. And I don't, you know, see anybody else on screen that seems likely to die. But then again, you know, we've got Pikeman stuff around. We've got people wanting Jason dead to frame Sonny. So it could be a gunshot that goes awry, gets somebody else. Sometimes they announce big things like that, and then it's an extra that dies. And it's like, okay, why'd you get us worked up about that? All right. Our next May Sweep spoiler, Alexis Davis faces the review board to try and get her license to practice law back. She has to miss the wedding to be there, so she's probably going to be safe. And her best friend, Diane Miller, is there with her, supporting her, advocating for her, and the ruling comes in. I feel pretty certain she's going to get her law license back. It's just my guess, because a lot of people miss seeing Alexis doing her core thing. But there's a twist, because we have this new guy, Lane Davies, showing up to play Fergus Byrne, who is the brother of her dead lover, Neil Byrne. Remember, she worried that maybe she did something to him, but it was Crazy Harmony that killed him because he knew some stuff about her. If you don't remember, Neil's brother, Fergus, was a lawyer, and he may be one of the reasons why her license was yanked, with very little in terms of a hearing or, you know, her getting her day in court or anything like that. And he is supposed to be around, I think, on May 22nd, which is right towards the end of sweeps. So maybe she'll have the hearing and then he shows up. You know, curses, you got your law license back, that kind of thing. Our next May Sweep spoilers about Cody and Sasha. I love these two. I just like Josh Kelly so much. He's so cute. He's always been cute, but when they first brought him in, you know, he had a little bit of a dad bod, and now he's gotten all buff and all hot. And my reaction was kind of like Tracy's. Remember that day when Tracy came into the stables and he was shirtless and she just couldn't look away, but was trying to look away? That's like me when I see Josh Kelly. He's shirtless now. He's so darn cute. He and Sasha are so adorable. They had that kiss that she initiated, which was very nice. And they are going to heat up during sweeps now that they are in such close proximity, both personally and professionally, with her taking a job at the Q's and moving on to the property as well, even though she will be living up in the main house as the new cook. Does that make her cook four? Because last was cook three, right? And finally, our last little tidbit, which I say for last because it's just so vague that it's kind of hard to even discern what it means. There's a new face in town. That's all the spoilers. It's a new face in town. So I have heard rumors that we were going to be getting some new Cassadines we've not heard of before. So I've got fingers crossed that whoever comes is a Cassadine. But when they say new face, it could be a different character, you know, who's been off screen, comes back with a new face like Spencer. But I haven't heard a casting call to replace Nicholas Chavez come in. So I'm just got my fingers crossed for any old Cassadine, because I love me some Cassadines. You guys know, if you listen here regularly, I love the villains. And that's why I'm enjoying what Valentin's doing right now. No May Sweep spoilers on him, though, which is a bummer. ABC Network released these to Soap Digest. They are official, and now you have heard them here. Please subscribe if you haven't. Definitely drop your comments on what you're excited to see in May Sweeps, and come back soon. As always, it's Belinda from Soap Dirt, and we're talking General Hospital 7 days a week.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.